with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
Hello, Andrea Simontov.
Hi, can you hear me? Okay, great. My computer is frozen because I am frozen. It is so cold in Israel. Hoi! Okay.
Listen, Andrew, yeah. My guess is that you're seeing a whole ton of diplomats outside of your window today.
You know, actually, what I'm seeing is no traffic, empty. Everybody's locked up because they're frightened to drive. The streets are completely, I mean, every street is empty because we can't get anywhere. They've closed it down. I think, I don't even know how many, I think 45 heads of state, presidents, kings, prime ministers are visiting our little city. Our city is as big as, I don't know, a little bigger than Glen Hazel, and we can't move. Everybody is stuck. We're locked in. We don't know who these people are. And even worse, a lot of them are really quite contemptible. Not that I have an opinion.
No, of course you don't.
It completely doesn't come through. Well done, well done.
So, Andrea, why are they there? Well, thank you for asking, Kathy. So, apparently...
Andrea, we're a Jewish radio station. Do you think we wouldn't have spoken about this? Okay, but you tell us why they're there. Why are they there? Are they there specifically to annoy you?
They are. They said, where's Andrea? But no, other than that, that was the Polish president who ended up not coming. But apparently... they are here on a conference. It's an international conference, and really, kol hakavod, Israel has done an incredible job welcoming these heads of states for a international conference called Remembering the Holocaust, Fighting Antisemitism. And of course, it's all very nice, and everybody's spewing that famous never again, never again. It's just become lip service. And when I think about the cast of characters that are here, just makes, you don't even know if you're in it. It's like a sci-fi film. I mean, here, I have some of the statistics that I was going absolutely crazy. Everybody's here. Everybody's being wined and dined. All the heads of the European states. And you take a look. I mean, a lot of these are completely, they suck up to the BBC and the Guardian. And not one of these countries, really not one. When I think about England, for example, or France, I mean, they absolutely give free rein to the greatest, I am losing my English. I'm crazed today. I mean, they help perpetuate the image of Israel as a pariah state. Jewish students are being singled out on the campuses. I'm even just thinking of freedom fighters. Today, I don't know what time, but apparently Macron of France, on Israel's dime, on Israel's shekel, with Israeli security, had a scheduled meeting with Mahmoud Abbas. And I mean, he went to visit this martyr here. So I don't know exactly what they're doing, but they all feel very, very good saying never again. We're against hate. And it's really quite a joke. Not that I have an opinion.
Wow, Andrea, that's an interesting take on all this. I must tell you, I tend to kind of agree with you. And I think back to my trips to a place like Holland and Anne Frank House, and you see the queues around the corner and people, you know, it takes 4 hours to get in because it's such a popular, they love it if there are no more Jews left. Then it's a popular thing.
Well, you know, Simon, you know, you've got the guts to actually point something out. Dead Jews.
Yeah, that's appealing.
Dead Jews are really quite inviting.
Yeah, that's
dead
old.
Jews are not as unpleasant as living Israeli Jews. When I think about that, in just for example, France this year had a 70% increase in anti-Semitic crimes. I don't even know what that breaks down into numbers, but like almost 2,000 anti-Semitic incidents in France, and they stand and say never again. What is this lip service? What do you mean never again? Never again. Again is happening. It's happening now. It's happening today. Yeah. It's not a matter of, and you stand shoulder to shoulder with your Armani suits, and it's staggering. It's just staggering.
Did you happen to see President Macron's stint last night outside the church that was televised?
So I didn't see it. I did read about it. You know, I'm not sure if what kind of rewrite they're going to give it. He was very angry at the Israeli security. I mean, the Israeli security has a terrible job, Simon. I don't envy anybody on that detail. God, let's get them all on planes and get them home. Okay? Everybody in one piece. And, yeah, I mean, he couldn't hide it. He could not hide his disdain for Jews and the Jewish state. What do you think?
I was wondering what was going through his head because he was angry and he knew that the cameras were pointed on him and he was making a statement. He did come out mm-hmm. afterwards and apologize, but they've showed us also Jacques Chirac, the exact same thing happened right. a couple of years ago. I don't know. I think the French just seem to be absolute masters of playing both sides. I don't know if it's got to do with Arab oil on the one hand. I just don't understand it.
Well, you know what? They do play both sides. Whether or not they're masters, I'm not sure. I came to a great quote. I can't remember who wrote this article, but I took down the quote and it said, you know, Europe can't even get, this is a quote, to no one, to someone. Europe can't even get behind the idea of Jerusalem, the eternal home of Abraham, King David, and Judaism itself as the home of the Jews. But this Thursday, they're only too happy to stay at the King David Hotel in occupied Jerusalem
oh, wow.
while protected by the occupier, Israeli security, you know, in honor of dead Jews and all. That's what it
yeah.
said.
Yeah. But meanwhile, it looks like you're pulling it off because I did see that the planes are literally landing a minute after each other and your entourages are welcoming them one after the other. I've seen pictures of them running to make it in time and it really seems like quite a lot of fun. It must be relatively festive on some level, no?
Well, you know what? It's really not. It's not festive because we can't get near it. The security, you know, we can't even see from far away. Remember, in the old days, we used to have motorcades. We
yes.
can't even see it. On the other hand, we do get to see a lot of things taped live. And I have to tell you, Israel has indeed pulled this off to yeah. the best of any national ability. Classy, elegant, and President Rivlin has done us extremely proud. He says what needs to be said in their faces. You know, he said, leave history to the historians. Your job is to make sure that you lead. And it was just it wasn't a warning. It was clarity, and it was clarity said by the president of a Jewish state that dares to thrive, dares to survive, dares to endure. So we have a lot to be proud of. I just wish they wouldn't be such phonies. I really do.
Well, that's a really great place to leave it. Andrea, as always, thank you for talking to us. And, I hope you survive the next couple of days without, bashing somebody.
Yeah, the shuk is empty. People need to go to the shuk. I'm angry. Okay, Shabbat Shalom, guys.
Shabbat Shalom, Andrea. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.
I've spoken to the one person in the entire country who's like really angry. Who would have thought?
And she's a hairdresser.